All creation praising the Creator. This again is the unmistakable simplicity of biblical testimony. It is not complicated. Isaiah 40:28, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. Ephesians 3:9, God created all things. Colossians 1:16, by Him all things were created. Turn to Revelation for a moment, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, this identifies Christ, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, then this so wonderful, the beginning of the creation of God says this. That could be translated the beginner, the originator of the creation of God. John 1, all things were made by Him. We never forget as the Church of Jesus Christ that the Christ that we worship is the Creator who made everything. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In the fourth chapter, the glimpse goes from earth to heaven, and we see the hosts of heaven worshiping. Verse 11, worthy art Thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou didst create all things, and because of Thy will they existed and were created. Eternal praise offered to God in heaven for the work of creation. For the work of creation. Chapter 10 of the book of Revelation. Saw an angel in verse 5 standing on the sea and on the land, lifted up his right hand to heaven, swore by Him who lives forever and ever. That's God. Further described as the one who created heaven and the things in it and the earth and the things in it and the sea and the things in it. Chapter 14, heavenly praise having been offered to God as Creator, we who proclaim Him in this world will also then proclaim Him as Creator. In the future time of the great tribulation, there will be an angel flying in the mid-heaven, verse 6 of Revelation 14. And he'll have an eternal gospel, an everlasting message of good news to preach to those who live on the earth and to every nation.